So I just wanted to give you a little bit of an impromptu episode here to explain kind of where what's happened and where I'm going to take this channel and this show. So I have rebranded the podcast to be the Mortgage Business Mastery Podcast as opposed to the Mortgage Marketing Mastery Podcast. Now, the reason why I've done this is that actually for the last 18 months, I've actually been a business coach for most mortgage brokers, including marketing, branding, sales, systems, processes, and all of those things. So it's more about business and running the business of a mortgage services, mortgage brokerage. And so the stuff I wanted to talk about in the show, I want it to be more broad. And so that's why I've rebranded the name. And, you know, for the last 5 years, pretty much, it's been always been about marketing, but it hasn't been behind the scenes. And actually, it's not what the majority of people come for me to me for now. It's one part of a very larger puzzle. So I wanted to change the name of the show to reflect that. And then the other thing that I'm doing as well is this has been something that's kind of been playing on my mind for a while. And I actually, this has been off the back of you guys. So I put out a poll saying, should I currently with this show at the moment, the Mortgage Marketing Mastery, the mortgage originally, as I was just doing like answering your questions you submit. And that's fine. And I like that. And it's fine to do. But there's always been a part of me that's like, I want to be able to deliver like really high. And I know that I always get people say, your content's very high quality, but it's not, I want more. So there's part of me that's like, I really want to be able to deliver a really good, pretty much like mini courses through the content that is very specific. And so what I have loads of courses I've made over the years that I've taught in like workshops and webinars and like one-to-ones and things like that. And they're all just there and they're not being used for anything. And I don't sell courses. I probably will never sell courses at this point anyway. The whole course membership thing is a strange scenario right now. And I make my money in implementation and holding people accountable, whether that would be in group masterminds in the future, or but as of right now, it's one-to-one. That's how I make my money, is holding people accountable and building on their specific business bespoke to them. And as I said, the next iteration for me will most likely be in the distant future, some form of group mentorship. But there's things in the iron with that potentially for 2025. But again, it's still very early days and that's just on the side. So for me, I wanted to turn this show into a very deep dive episodes every single week. They're pretty much like courses. The first one we're going to be looking at is the Personal Brand Accelerator, and effectively that is my original course I sold when I first started. It was my original program, my coaching program. It's a beast of a program. I've got all the slides, everything there, and we're going to break them down week by week, one episode at a time. And it's going to be one episode a week as opposed to two, like opposed to five that it's been recently. And those will be, you know, longer, 20 minutes, 40 minutes, however long they need to be, really. And we're going to start breaking these things down in a much more detailed way. The videos will have slides. They will have whiteboards. They will be like deeper. And so I'm very excited for that. I think that pairs really well with the Mortgage Maverick show, which I have, which is the weekly interview show. So that means you can consume an hour like this show once a week, the Mavericks show once a week, and you can then consume, if you want to, every other week, me and Matt Chapman do a show called Impact and Income, which is where we talk about protection and we talk about sales within the financial services industry. So that's a really cool one to check out as well. So there's enough of there for you guys to have that. I've also been upping my content on my Reels and also on my LinkedIn. So Instagram has now started to have more specific content created pretty much for Instagram, which you will see, and it's a different style, completely different style. And LinkedIn has had a similar one as well, where the LinkedIn content is very different. It's a different type of content completely on LinkedIn, pretty much to anything else. So that it's more of a personal behind the scenes approach. So this is all part of a kind of, not a rebrand, because it's not a rebrand at all, but it's a level up in trying to be able to provide you all the best type of content for the platforms that they serve, and to be able to give you the best possible advice, really. And it's really fun and exciting for me to do this. Now, there will also be, and I've got it at the moment, is the daily show is not something that's gone. It's something that's changed. So the Daily Show, I actually have a daily YouTube channel I do, which is pretty much 7 days a week, which is called Simplifying Success. Now, that show, complete caveat, complete open transparency with you, that show is not specific to mortgage brokers. That show, or that channel, and it will become a podcast when I can get around to doing it, but that specific channel, and like I said, hopefully it'll be set up as a podcast in the next couple of weeks, is literally me sharing lessons and frameworks from my own personal experiences. And it's something I've wanted to do for a long time. And I've already started to see some nice movement on the channel from that. And I enjoy doing it. And that's what I felt like with this mortgage one, was I love documenting daily. I love creating content daily. It's kind of like my diary. I just enjoy doing it so much. It's kind of, I go to the gym, I do all the stuff I need to do. And then I'd create content. And that, I need an outlet for that. But I want the outlet to be where I can talk about everything. I can talk about mindset. I can talk about books I like. I can talk about, you know, like daily routines I do. I can talk about, you know, everything. And that will be for a very select few people who will listen to this show. If you're like, I really like the way that Ash operates and the way he thinks, then you might like that show. But it's not, there's no pressure to listen to it. I wanted to be able to separate it so that that's me. That's that intense kind of get it done mentality that I have. And that's going to be there, because I was finding that what I was doing is trying to make this show into that. And it's not that. This show is about you. The Mortgage Business Mastery Show, my mortgage content is about you and serving you the best possible way I can. That show is about me, and it is about what I do and the lessons I've learned. And so it really is square peg round. Is it square peg round hole or round hole square? I think it's square peg round hole. It's the wrong thing. And so that's what's going to be happening. So as of, this is just this episode this week, like just to let it know that it's, I'm still here and this week, this is the update. But then as of next week, the show, which will be the first 8 weeks, are going to be this personal brand accelerator course. All of these, like I said, will have videos. You'll be able to get the videos if you link the first line of the show notes of the podcast. We'll have the episode link, and you can just click on the episode link and it'll be there. And then they will link onto the next one and the next one and the next one and the next one. Also, when you go onto the channel now, what we'll be doing is having playlists on my channel, which is at Ash Borland, and it'll be the playlists of these specific channels you can watch if you want to go back through and watch them again and again and again. So I'm really excited for that. Like, really, really excited. I've been working at it for a while now. It's been in the background for about a month, but I've just tested it with the polls. And, you know, some of you actually, about 30% said they still love the daily stuff. They like the daily stuff. So that 30%, Simplifying Success is for you. Some of the stuff in there is really good, and it's really more top level business, mindset, motivation, frameworks around broader things. But when it comes to this one, it's going to be very actionable, specific, pretty much targeted content. And that's the kind of the gist of it. So there we have it. That's the update. And I hope you guys are all good and keeping well. And I will see you next week when this first launches. Anyway, see you later.